This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Sunday he is dropping his re-election bid against Donald Trump. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswar reports it sent political shockwaves around the country and threw an element of turmoil into the election just months before voters go to the polls.
This was kind of expected, but it was also sort of a surprise. I mean, a large part of the Washington political circle have been speculating that he might announce it this weekend, but nobody knew for sure until it happened.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Julie Walker tells us that Biden backed Vice President Kamala Harris.
Democratic strategist Nathan Daschle says he made the right call.
I think President Biden decided that he needed to put the country first, he needed to put the party first, and that the most important thing was defeating former President Trump.
He says it could not have been easy for Biden, being pushed out by members of his own party, but endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris says a lot.
While it's not certain that the nominee will be Vice President Harris, she certainly starts off with a strong position.
Daschle says Harris's job now, shoring up delegates ahead of the Democratic convention next month so she wins the nomination. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to Washington Monday, leaving behind a brutal war to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of Congress. That visit comes at a time of great uncertainty following U.S. President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race, with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, rising concerns of the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen, and the U.S. in the midst of a dizzying election campaign. Netanyahu's speech has